Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 25, Part 2. Nitya Siddha Devotees of Krishna. Eternal Perfection. Persons who have achieved eternal blissful life exactly on the level of Sri Krishna, and who are able to attract Lord Krishna by their transcendental loving service, are called eternally perfect, and the technical name is Nitya Siddha. There are two classes of living entities, namely Nitya Siddha and Nitya Baddha, and the distinction is that the Nitya Siddhas are eternally Krishna conscious without any forgetfulness, whereas the Nitya Baddhas, or eternally conditioned souls, are forgetful of their relationship with Krishna. The position of the Nitya Siddhas is explained in the Padma Purana in connection with the narration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His wife, Satyabhama Devi. Krishna tells her, "O my dear Satyabhama, I have descended to this earthly planet upon the request of Lord Brahma and other demigods. Those who are born into this family of Yadu are all my eternal associates. My dear wife, you should not consider that my associates are ever separated from me, for they are my personal expansions, and as such, you must know that they are almost as powerful as I am. And because of their transcendental qualities, they are very, very dear to me, as I am very, very dear to them. Anyone who becomes exhilarated by hearing of the pastimes of Lord Krishna when Krishna was present on this earth with his associates is to be understood as Nitya Siddha, eternally perfect." In the 10th canto, 14th chapter, verse 32 of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is this statement: aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vajaukasam, yan mitrang paramanandang, purnam brahma sanatanam. Oh, how wonderful are the fortunate residents of Vrindavan, such as Nanda and the other cowherder men. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Brahman, has actually become their intimate friend. A similar statement is there in the 10th canto, 26th chapter, verse 10 of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Lord Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, the cowherder men, under the protection of Lord Krishna, became struck with wonder and went to Nanda Maharaj, inquiring from him, "Hatva rasava daityayam tad bandhumscha balandita chakreta lavanang shemam paripakva phalanvitam." "My dear Nanda Maharaj, how is it that we are so intensely attached to Krishna, and that Krishna is also so affectionately attached to us? Does this mean that Krishna is the supersoul of everyone?" All of the residents of Vrindavan and Dwaraka, namely the cowherder men and the members of the Yadu family, are eternally perfect devotees of the Lord. As the Lord descends by His causeless mercy upon this planet earth, so, in order to help in the pastimes of the Lord, these devotees also come here. They are not ordinary living entities or conditioned souls. They are ever liberated persons, associates of the Personality of Godhead. And just as Lord Krishna behaves like an ordinary man when he descends to this planet, so also the members of the Yadu dynasty and the residents of Vrindavana execute activities just like ordinary men. But they are not ordinary men, for they are as liberated as Lord Krishna himself. In the Padma Purana Uttarakhanda section, it is stated, just as Lord Ramachandra descends along with Lakshman, who is an expansion of Sankarsana, and descends along with Bharat, an expansion of Pradyumna, so also the members of the Yadu dynasty and the cowherder men of Vrindavana also descend with Lord Krishna in order to join in the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. When the Supreme Lord returns to his eternal abode, his associates return along with him to their respective places. As such, these ever-liberated Vaishnavas are not bound by the material laws of birth and death. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvatah tyaktva dehaṁ punarjanma naiti mameti sorjuna. As stated in Bhagavad Gita by Krishna himself, his birth, deeds, and activities are all transcendental. Similarly, the birth, deeds, and activities of the associates of the Lord are also transcendental. And just as it is an offense to consider oneself to be Krishna, so it is offensive to consider oneself to be Yashoda, Nanda, or any other associate of the Lord. We should always remember that they are transcendental. They are never conditioned souls. It is described that Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa, has 64 transcendental qualities, and all of the ever-liberated souls who accompany the Lord have the first 55 of the qualities without any doubt. Such devotees are related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in any of the 5 transcendental mellows, namely neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parenthood, and conjugal love. These relationships with the Lord are eternal, and therefore Nitya Siddha devotees do not have to strive in order to attain the perfectional stage by executing regulative devotional principles, for they are eternally qualified to serve Krishna. Thus ends Chapter 25, Part 2 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Nitya Siddha Devotees of Krishna, recorded March 6, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.